our second record, I would still get very, very nervous every night when it was time for the banjo song. And I would get particularly nervous in communities where I knew there was probably a higher than average percentage of banjo players. For instance, some towns in North Carolina, say, East Tennessee, possibly here in Kentucky. And we were at this one show, I think I've been playing banjo a couple months, you know, and I was getting up on stage, and I was lucky if I could get the thing in tune, you know. And the best thing anyone could say to me was that, you know, they liked my banjo playing. You pretty much made my week if you said that. And this woman came up to me after a show in North Carolina, a little club called the Handlebar, and she said, "Oh, I like that banjo playing." I said, "Oh, thank you." You know, she said, "When are you gonna start dropping that thumb?" And then, which is more complicated than the style I play. You know, I'm straight clawhammer. And I was like, "Oh no, I play clawhammer." So, "When are you gonna start dropping that thumb?" I said, "I don't know." She said, "Drop that thumb." I still can't. Story.